Good morning. A Monday morning, our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. I hope all of our listeners had a good weekend. And you too, Alan.
Well, thank you, David. We did have a great weekend, and I presume you and your wonderful Karen did also. As far as I'm concerned, I have to tell you that, you know, the forces of evil are still alive in the world. No, they are. It's terrible. You know, you watched the Democratic debate, as we speak, last night, and you watched a real interesting policy nuances. Respect for each other. There is nothing like what goes on in the sort of infantile Republican junior high school nonsense that we see inflaming the American people. And it doesn't speak well to the psyche of the American people, who are in fact encouraging this by watching it as if it were a reality show. The danger here is that if this catches on, and it certainly is catching on in the Republican side, because otherwise they wouldn't be doing it. It's that simple. Then you got to worry about the stability of the American electorate and what it is that makes them make up their minds about significant and important policy areas. In other words, is this country becoming so dumbed down that this kind of argument about hands and penis sizes and all the rest of it are the way in which we are picking the people who are going to be doing the deciding on how our future goes?
Does Bernie Sanders, after victories in Kansas, Nebraska, now Maine, have a chance here against Hillary Clinton?
Well, when you read things like the upshot in the Times and others, the answer is probably not. Hillary Clinton still has huge leads. You saw that this overwhelming victory in Louisiana was incredible. And if that continues in the southern states, you can be sure that she'll get the nomination. On the other hand, Sanders is showing amazing resilience, fighting the good fight, making his points, pounding away again and again and again about the unfairness of the economic system in the United States, in which the rich keep getting richer. There is a sizable portion of this country which really believes in the Sanders message, which they consider to be true. In other words, you know, you can't fight the fact that a very few people are controlling most of the wealth in this country, and they're doing it in order to satisfy themselves as opposed to the needs of people. So there are a good number of people who just think it's time and it's coming that we have to acknowledge the reality of the situation.
And the reality of the situation on the Republican side, and the Times this morning saying money pouring in as move to stop Donald Trump expands. Republicans hoping to halt Trump's march to their party's presidential nomination emerged from the weekend's voting contest, newly emboldened by Trump's uneven electoral performance and by some nascent signs that he may be peaking with voters.
David, if you attack, which is what they are doing with Trump, they're scared to death of the guy. He's unpredictable. He's the last guy they want to be the standard bearer, not only because some of them think he'll lose, but also because he'll be uncontrollable. And the establishment, of course, wants the predictability of being able to say, okay, if we elect somebody, they'll be there for us on all of these issues. So here's Trump. Now, you can't attack somebody again and again and again and again and expect that there's going to be no response. And by the way, he's being called names on both sides of the aisle by the Democrats and the Republicans. Then what you find is that it has its effect. And that's exactly what's happening in some of these primaries. Nevertheless, you know, there are many people who think that Trump is now unstoppable.
Tributes have been flowing in as former First Lady Nancy Reagan has died of heart failure. She was 94, Alan.
Well, when it's obit time, people are very nice about people who have passed. And Nancy Reagan was inseparable from her husband. And the notices for her husband, the way in which this country and majorities in this country perceive the president, President Reagan, is very highly. You know, there are many people who think that her stance on a lot of contemporary issues influenced the president. She was a great comfort to him, apparently, as he suffered from Alzheimer's disease. So you can only say that she was an important part of the Reagan administration. She got people hired, she got people fired, and she was a force to be reckoned with. Now, on the other side, she consulted an astrologer. She told her husband when to do things and not to do things, apparently. This is the kind of stuff that could put the hairs on standing up on the back of your neck